As we bring our prayers to our Heavenly Father, we're overwhelmed by many things that seem to be going wrong in the world. So we start by praying that God will give us confidence that He is still in control and is working His purposes out. Lord, help us to know that You are all-powerful and that You do work for our good. The threat of war engulfing the world, the ongoing concern that a new variant of COVID could yet cause more illness and death, and the constant severe weather events make us anxious. However, we know that God can give us peace even in the most challenging circumstances. Lord, help us to trust You so that we can be at peace in the midst of all the chaos. We also need to pray for those who are caught up in these events, confident that God will hear and answer our prayers. Heavenly Father, we want to ask You especially to be with the Christians who are caught up in the conflict in Ukraine. Help their trust in You to enable them to be a real help to those around them. Give them courage to act out their faith and to reflect Jesus. We pray for those making decisions which affect the ongoing situation, asking that whether they know You or not, You will be able to work Your will in their decisions. Lord, as our country tries to return to a more normal way of life, we ask You that there will be no upsurge in COVID cases because restrictions are being removed or because a new variant appears. We want to thank You for all the NHS staff who have worked so sacrificially for the last 2 years. And thank You too for the expertise that enabled vaccines to be developed so quickly and effectively, which gave us all the opportunity of protection from the virus. We are aware that the storms we experienced a few weeks ago have left people with flooded and damaged homes. Father, help them to access the help they need to start rebuilding their lives. However, we hear that people in Malawi and Mozambique in Southeast Africa have experienced even more devastating storms and cyclones, resulting in a complete loss of this year's crops in some areas and the prospect of there being no food to eat. Father, help us not to be so caught up with our own weather problems at home that we fail to notice what is happening to our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world. We pray that help will be forthcoming so that people who have lost their crops will be able to eat and not starve in the coming year. Many of you will have met Paul and Christine Chalimpa when they visited QRBC in 2014 and will have been saddened by the news of Paul's death last year. The family need our prayers as they adjust to managing without Paul. Two of his children, Joseph and Joy, have committed themselves to continue running Paul's projects, and Christine is continuing to run the farm to bring in income to partly support the schools and projects. Joseph had just finished his degree in science before the lockdown and had been being trained by Paul to run the farming project. Joy, who is a teacher, is supervising the literacy project. Lord, we are so grateful for the work Paul did to improve the lives of so many people. Please help Joseph and Joy as they try to continue their father's work, to seek their strength from you. Please help the farmers and women they teach to respect them and be willing to learn from them, even though they don't have the wisdom of age. Bless Christine's work and protect the farm from problems that might arise. We also pray that there will be the right amount of rain so that a good harvest will be produced, both on the Chilimpas farm and those involved in the agricultural project. And we are thankful that Uganda seems to be getting back to a bit more normal after the COVID pandemic. Heavenly Father, we are full of joy that Queen's Road has had so many baptisms recently. We want to pray for all who have declared their faith in baptism and ask you to protect them from attacks from the devil and give them courage to be fearless about talking about their faith. We also want to thank you for the new people who are joining us for worship and pray that we'll feel welcome and soon become a very real part of the fellowship. Also, there are many people in our Queen's Road Fellowship who are unwell and waiting for medical appointments. Please take a moment now to remember those close to you, asking God to give them reassurance of his power to heal and to give them peace. Jesus, as we look forward to remembering your death and celebrating your resurrection this Easter, help us to experience the wonder of what you did for us and be truly grateful. Now to close, let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Aside your majesty, gave up everything for me, suffered at the hands of those you had created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted.
As we move towards the end of our service, we have already been reminded in our songs of how Jesus steadfastly set his face to Jerusalem, to all that awaited him there, of his suffering on the cross, of his triumph over death, and his resurrection life, which draws us to himself. We hope our remaining hymns, songs, and music from different Christian traditions will help you continue to reflect on God's great love for each of us as we journey with him from Lent through Holy Week to Good Friday and beyond to the glory of Easter Day. Almighty Father, who sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sin, show us how we can honour you and bring glory to your name by walking in the way of Jesus. Give us grace and mercy as we try and often fail, guidance when we're not sure which way to go, and wisdom to trust in you in all things. For your love brings light and life to all who seek it. May we seek you evermore as we walk with you through this Lent and Holy Week and beyond. And may we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit with us all and all whom we love and pray for today and always. Amen.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love. Whoever lives and pleads for me. Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. But would I look and see him there, who made an end to all my sin? Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free. Satisfied to look on him and pardon me, to look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect sinless righteousness, the greatest change. Christ my Savior and my Lord, with to me.